people really good at you should.
Oh, totally.
People really, yeah, 100%. The world has become remarkable at should instead of doing what they should be doing.
Right.
The only person that you should be deploying should on is yourself.
Right.
But we love to deploy should on everyone else.
Yeah.
People have gotten really good at telling everybody else what they should be doing and not telling themselves what they should be doing. I'll tell you something, what you should be doing is focusing on yourself instead of spending all your time on the internet telling other people what you should be doing.
Yes, yes. Do you know how often?
It's insane how crazy it is to deploy judgment and negativity on other people at scale.
Right.
What a wild life.
Right.
What a wild life.
Totally.
I really have compassion and empathy and sympathy for those people.
Yeah.
I really do. I have no anger towards them. Zero.
Right.
Zero. Even when it's slung at me.
Right.
Zero. I really understand, but I really don't want that for them.
Right. Totally.
I don't think they understand the cocoon they're in.
Totally.
The fucking hamster wheel of fucking darkness that that is.
Your line of love him or hate him, Michael Jordan never left hate comments on the internet.
Yeah.
Is like the ultimate.
Yeah, I really believe that.
You know?
I don't think people that, you know, this is my big issue with people that are happy, is they're not loud enough. Like, the world's backwards right now. The people that are most unhappy are spending all their time trying to tear everyone else down.
Right.
Or razz them, or zing them, or should them. And then the people that are happy are too silent.
Right.
And not deploying love towards others enough.
That's exactly
right. I feel like that's what we're feeling.
And hate's almost the cool, trendy thing to do.
Of course, trolling.
Know? Right.
They rebranded it.
Yeah.
As a cool thing.
Yeah,
I'm just trolling. I'm like, cool. You're just wasting your time and negativity.
100%.
I mean, I love a good razz. You know, I love a good joke. I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, genuinely allocating a lot of your time with the hope that it will hurt someone else's feelings is like a really, really bad strategy.
We went to VCon and saw the Schultz.
Yes.
Stand-up. That is, but people have to understand, like, that is the, like, the, by the way, if you're not at VCon 2024, you're a bozo, okay?
Bozo.
Feel free to run ads behind that, all right?
August 8th to the 11th, Los Angeles.
But that was the...
No, but a lot of people are like, because for context, Andrew Schultz, the incredible comedian, razzed me good.
Hilarious.
And like a lot of people, and I had a lot of like high school and college friends there who like thought it was the best, of course. And then just other people who don't know me, they're like, yo. And I was like, yo, what? I'm like, the ultimate is to get into a place where one of the great contemporary comedians of the time has got you in their mouth.
100%.
That's the best. And plus, if you can't laugh at yourself, then you're finished.
Do you think we're pivoting? I look at life as like a, you know, a pendulum.
I do.
I feel like we're, at least from what I'm seeing in real life and on the internet, it feels like we're swinging back to thicker skin. We can start
No, I think,
not walk on thin ice as as like even 18 months ago,
That's
11 months ago.
Yeah, I think people got, you know, I think when you cancel everything, you cancel nothing.
Right.
I think that we should give people grace to, you know, try to figure out what's up.
Right.
Taking this all the way back to how we got here, it goes back to people having, you telling a viral video of how you figured out an opportunity and an arbitrage that was incredibly fair. You bought something, you sold something, you didn't steal anything,
you
didn't make anybody buy anything. You didn't, you know, knock on someone's home and like shove a $300 vacuum into their face and then punch them and then take their wallet and take the three. Like you know, I mean, do you know how many of those people that said you should have go to work and barely are working right now behind their screen and taking someone's money that's paying them and not working? Like, there's so much that, like, if you want to, like, let's put all 8 billion people on stage and analyze everything they do.
Right.
You can say you should have to everyone about a million things.
Right. Totally.
A million.
Yeah.
A million. Yeah, there's not a human on earth that is not walking around that doesn't have 6, 7, 10, 11 shortcomings. Some of them are meaningful shortcomings.
Right,
some are neglecting their children. Some are talking horribly to their spouses. Some people are literally, we had an employee recently who had like 7 jobs while he was working here because it was remote. Like,
taking side hustle to the next level, huh?
Yeah, there's a million things that go on
that
one can, and by the way, there's another bigger thing. This goes to the real point. People have different frameworks of what they think is wrong and right.
Right,
100%. I think it's wrong to give eighth place trophies. I think it makes kids incredibly insecure and makes them fear losing.
Totally.
Many parents, great friends of mine, completely disagree with me, and I respect that.
Right.
Our complete inability, complete and utter inability to respect other people's opinions that don't match yours and to have civility when they don't match yours has completely evaporated.
Yeah.
As it, the audacity of humans today, as if your opinion of how the world should be is the only one and right.
Right.
That is obnoxious.
100%. And even more obnoxious that everyone has some sort of following now to voice their opinion and now feel even more entitled to, you know.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, cool, you have 17,000 followers. Mazel tov.
Right.
What now?
Right.
Like, I don't get it.
100%.
Like, as if. Only 113 of them are actually paying attention to you anyway.
Right, exactly.
When people are like, I got 4 million followers. I'm like, you got 8,000.
I'm always talking about conversion rates with this one. Yeah, it's coming from the sales world.
Of course.
100 people see it, 2 people actually read it.
Of course.
Maybe one buys. I know you've hinted at it in the past. Is there ever a world where you kind of collectively boil everything down at Vayner and just kind of peacefully go about doing the flip life full time? Like, is there a, I know it's been in talks.
No. I love that you've heard that from me because I don't say it often. There is often, and I'll try to put a number on it. There are 12 to 25 times a year, which is up from never a decade ago. So that is the interesting data point there. There's 12 to 25 times a year where I think about peacing out. Like, just either doing one of two things: completely stop making content and run my businesses in the dark,
right?
VaynerX, VFriends, or completely peacing out for real, selling everything and garage selling full time,
right?
Or completely peacing out, selling everything, and opening up like some weird destination in some rural place like the middle of Pennsylvania that people can come to and schedule time and bang out an hour of like mental conversation.
Like
what I love to do. Like why I'm already 10 minutes late on this. Like I love talking to people. And so, yeah, exactly. Like just never shave again
right.
and just look crazy. And so, you know, I'm fascinated by those feelings in my body.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated that that wasn't even a consideration a decade ago. And does that mean that I'm building more momentum towards actually doing that? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Like even as I'm talking right now, I'm like, fuck, these are gonna be the clips that people look at in 16 years when I peace.
Right, right.
If I peace. And then there's, you know, and by the way, the 12 to 25 times where I go into that mind place, usually within 5 minutes or definitely within that same day before I go to sleep, I'm like, nah, I got you. You know, like, you know what I mean? But you
everyone at Vayner's just on edge. Just
I've made myself very clear to Vayner. I've told Vayner every time I address the company, I'm like, if I sell Vayner or if I peace out, everybody quit.
Right. Talk about burning the boats, huh? Yeah.
I just don't think it could be the same. I don't think most people are at Vayner for many other reasons than besides the very unique thing that I've built.
Right.
They just have too many other options.
Right.
And I think the unique thing I built goes back to some of the themes of this conversation, which is you can be professionally successful. You can build a real business. You can do things in your life.
Right.
And that doesn't compromise you being a nice person.
Totally.
This demonization of effort or success or go getting it or selling, it's really, it's a lazy point of view.
Totally.
It's a lazy, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody you've ever admired, if you're the most anti-business, the nonprofits, the politicians, the thought leaders, the authors that you admire that gave you the point of view of like, they all put in the work.
Right. Totally, 100%.
You know, so
yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.